Hey everybody, welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen and today is October 15th. Today we're going to continue in Doctrine and Covenants section 117. Now remember, this section was given to these three men, to William Marks, Newell K. Whitney, and Oliver Granger. Newell K. Whitney is a familiar name. He was the bishop there in Kirtland. William Marks was kind of his assistant, but we don't really ever hear about Oliver Granger. Oliver Granger was kind of like the accountant or business manager for the first presidency, and in that capacity, he dealt a lot with the Kirtland Safety Society and dealt a lot with the properties and acquisitions of the church. And so keeping that in mind, these verses to Oliver are absolutely beautiful and can teach us something really important about our relationship with the Lord. Starting in verse 12, it says, "And again, I say unto you, I remember my servant Oliver Granger. For behold, I say unto him that his name shall be had in sacred remembrance from generation to generation, forever and ever, saith the Lord. Therefore, let him contend earnestly for the redemption of the first presidency of my church, saith the Lord. And when he falls, he shall rise again, for his sacrifice shall be more sacred unto me than his increase." Now, we need to put a few of those things into context. First of all, I want you to imagine that you are Oliver Granger. The prophet institutes this Kirtland Safety Society and puts you in charge of a lot of the aspects of it. And it goes bankrupt. It goes belly up. Think of the weight that you would feel for that failure. Think of the weight you would feel imagining that you had failed the Lord, that what he had asked you to do, you hadn't done right, and that you had let the Lord down. That had to have been so heavy for Oliver. And so I just imagine the joy that must have filled his soul when he receives this revelation that says, his name shall be had in sacred remembrance from generation to generation. All of a sudden, the Lord is saying, I am pleased with you. You are okay. What a special sacred feeling that must have been. And then in verse 13, it says, let him contend earnestly for the redemption of the first presidency. That is a very confusing sentence out of context. But what that is saying is, let him try to sell off the belongings of the church. Let him try to sell everything that he can. And when it says for the redemption of the first presidency, what it's meaning is to help get the first presidency out of debt. That's the redemption that's talking about here. It's talking about their debts and their acquisitions. And so he's saying, sell off everything you can, and let's try to get the first presidency out of debt as much as possible. And then this phrase, and when he fails, he shall rise again, for his sacrifice shall be more sacred unto me than his increase. My friends, this is something that as Latter-day Saints, I think we need to understand. The sacrifice that we make for the Lord sometimes is more important to him than our final outcome. The sacrifice that we make to try to prepare a great lesson sometimes is more important to the Lord than the perfect lesson delivered. The sacrifice made to the Lord to try to be the best Relief Society president ever is sometimes more important to the Lord than the fruit of our labors. So much mercy in that sentence. Back in 2004, President Packer gave a talk where he talks about William Granger and what it means for us as we try to serve daily and diligently in our callings. He says this.
In the seldom quoted revelation given to the prophet Joseph Smith in 1838, I remember my servant Oliver Granger. Behold, verily, I say unto him that his name shall be had in sacred remembrance from generation to generation forever and forever, saith the Lord. Oliver Granger was a very ordinary man. He is mostly blind, having lost his sight by cold and exposure. The first presidency described him as a man of most strict integrity and moral virtue, and in fine, to be a man of God. When the saints were driven from Kirtland, Ohio, in a scene that would be repeated in Independence and Far West and Nauvoo, Oliver was left behind to sell their properties for what little he could. There was not much chance that he could succeed, and really he did not succeed. But the Lord said, let him contend earnestly for the redemption of the first presidency of my church, saith the Lord. And when he falls, he shall rise again, for his sacrifice shall be more sacred unto me than his increase, saith the Lord. What did Oliver Granger do that his name should be held in sacred remembrance? Nothing much, really. It was not so much what he did as what he was. The Lord did not expect Oliver to be perfect, perhaps not even to succeed. When he falls, he shall rise again, for his sacrifice shall be more sacred unto me than his increase, saith the Lord. We cannot always expect to succeed, but we should try the best we can. Some worry endlessly over missions that were missed, or marriages that didn't turn out, or babies that did not arrive, or children that seem lost, or dreams unfulfilled, or because age limits what they can do. I don't think it pleases the Lord when we worry because we think we never do enough, or that what we do is never good enough. Some needlessly carry a burden of guilt which could be removed through repentance and confession. The Lord did not say of Oliver, if he falls, but when he falls, he shall rise again. Some years ago in the Philippines, we arrived early for a conference. Sitting on the curb was a father and a mother and four small children dressed in their Sunday best. They'd come several hours on a bus and were having the first meal of the day. Each of them was eating a cob of cold boiled corn. The cost of the bus to Manila probably came out of their food budget. As I watched that family, my heart overflowed with emotion. There is the church. There is the power. There is the future. As with families in many lands, they pay their tithing, sustain their leaders, and do their best to serve. For more than 40 years, my wife and I have traveled over the earth. We know members in perhaps 100 countries. We felt the power of their simple faith. Their individual testimonies and their sacrifice have had a profound effect on us. I do not like to receive honors. Compliments always bother me, because the great work of moving the gospel forward has in the past, does now, and will in the future depend on ordinary members. Today we fulfill the prophecy that Oliver Granger's name shall be held in sacred remembrance from generation to generation forever. He was not a great man in terms of the world. Nevertheless, the Lord said, let no man despise my servant Oliver Granger, but let the blessing be on him forever and ever. Let no one underestimate the power of faith in the ordinary Latter-day Saint.
My friends, I testify of the power of good and faithful members of the church, doing the best they can, sacrificing for the Lord, and trying their best. Even when we fall short, even when we struggle, even when we are not perfect, the Lord sees our sacrifice and blesses us and draws near to us because of it, even and especially in our imperfections. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on social media, subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Come Follow Me, Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.